High FM 101.9 megahertz of life.
Leonard Carr, clinical psychologist, thanks for joining us on such short notice. How are you doing?
Morning, Howard. I wish to Erichas Yomim to all of us, the loss for the community. It's been a difficult time for everybody.
It certainly has, and it's such a conflict because we know rationally that this, obviously, I mean, yes, it's our loss to some extent as a community, as Jews, as South Africans, as humans, as, so yes, of course it's a loss, but it actually isn't our loss, and yet it feels like it. How do we separate that? Do we separate that? Do we need to?
Well, I think that it is our loss, actually, because I think that, you know, the Jewish people are unique in that we are like one body and we feel a loss in any part. You know, even if you think of, you know, Gilad Shalit, you know, one person's kidnapped and the whole world of Jewry, you know, was doubting and worrying. I think that's a unique feature of the Jewish community. Of course, we can't appropriate the loss as if, you know, and if our loss is equal to the family, I mean, obviously that would be ridiculous. But it is our loss, and it also, you know, it comes at a time when I think we are saturated with loss. We've been through so many losses of life, and also the loss of the life as renewed with a pandemic.
That is true.
And so this is, you know, I think this kind of situation is like another blow on an already vulnerable community. Emotionally vulnerable community.
I didn't think of that, and I think you're absolutely right. In fact, a friend of mine messaged me earlier today privately to say there was another murder in the community a few weeks back, and it feels like it's all part of the same thing. It is hard for us to differentiate one type of loss from another, and you're speaking about COVID as well. We are a community severely traumatized by that.
Right. And the thing is, you know, your question, should we be feeling it? Well, the alternative is to not feel it. And in so doing, you know, lose our humanity. It's in the feeling it that we maintain our humanity and our characteristically Jewish sensitivity. And if we harden ourselves, we harden ourselves to life and we lose part of our humanity. You can't harden yourself to loss, which is so much part of life, and not be hard to the rest of life, you know? And so it's a kind of choice that either you keep your sensitivity and your vulnerability, and you also experience the joy and the beauty and the magnificence of life, or you harden yourself and you don't feel pain, but then you don't experience the richness of life either.
What about our need to rationalize? One of our listeners said earlier, and I don't believe that he wanted to be insensitive, and I don't believe that was the intention. He did apologize for it, but one of our listeners said, well, had he remained in South Africa, this would never have happened. Is that not us trying to rationalize what something that is almost too overwhelming to deal with?
Absolutely. And not only that, I think that when people come up with theological or, you know, these kinds of theories and explanations, what you'll notice is that they're inevitably creating a category that excludes themselves. In other words, like, I'm not in that category, or my children are not in that category, therefore I'm not vulnerable. So people rationalize to escape vulnerability. But, you know, death and illness are inevitabilities, and you can't escape them no matter where you are, no matter who you are, no matter what you do.
Yeah, I always remember, and I use the example when hijackings were all the rage, you'd hear the story and then people would say, what? They were driving a BMW. Are they mad? What on earth were they expecting? As if to say, well, you know, in my Audi, I'm fine. You know, it would never happen.
Exactly. Exactly. Or, you know, like I heard people say with a tsunami, that the people who died were having illicit sex,
Gosh. Oh, wow.
And if you're from, then obviously you can feel very reassured you're going to have a tsunami. But the thing is that at the end of the day, the older you get, the more vulnerable you get. You know, with time, the more we invested in life, the more vulnerability we have. The more we witness these things, the more we understand how fragile life is. And so, you know, these things, every time something like this happens, it creates another layer of vulnerability for all of us. It's another reminder of the fragility of life. And it's very frightening. And it's only by grappling with that and embracing that that one can live fully. If you don't embrace the reality of our vulnerability, then you become neurotic. You become anxious and, you know, either overprotective of yourself or overprotective of others, and you can't really get into the world and experience life fully.
Absolutely right. Very, very wise and helpful words. Dr. Leonard Clark, clinical psychologist, talking to us or chatted to us this morning about how we deal with loss. Is it our loss? And indeed, as says Leonard Carr, it is. The alternative is not to feel it, and that is much, much sadder.